I was born in a magpie's nest. Yeah, you heard right. A magpie's nest. It's a strange thing to say, I know, but it's the truth. Chances are, if you're roughly the same dap as me and you grew up in the Rhondda, you were born in a magpie's nest too. I'm quite proud of the fact, to be honest. I mean, it's got a bit more grind to it than saying you were born in a workhouse, hasn't it? Oh, now I come to think about it, it's sort of true that I was born in a workhouse. Am I speaking in riddles again? Fair enough. Play the music and I'll explain. I had to fill in a form this morning, one of those online things. And there it was, an empty box. Place of birth. Now, I'm always scrupulously honest on these forms, and though I think of myself as a Penygraig boy, through and through, born and bred, I'm not really. My actual entry into this world, like almost all the other Rhondda children of my generation, was in Llwynypia. That's what it says on my birth certificate, so it must be true. And it's there on my passport, too. Place of birth, lieu de naissance, Llwynypia. It's a great thing to have on any official document, because if the official who's questioning you comes from anywhere beyond Offa's Dyke, they look at the word Llwynypia, LLWYNYPIA, and more or less give up before they've found what they think is the first vowel, Llwynypia. Llwyn is literally a bush in Welsh, but when a bird's name is mentioned next to it, in this case Pia, a magpie, then you can take Llwyn to mean nest, Llwynypia, the magpie's nest. And of course, the reason that I, and so many other Rhondda people, were born in the magpie's nest is because Llwynypia Hospital was, for many years, the maternity hospital for the whole valley. But where does the workhouse come into it? The Rhondda's coal mines first opened up when Queen Victoria was on the throne, and there was no such thing as the welfare state. If people couldn't work because they were ill or injured or simply old, they had to turn to the parish for assistance. Often, they were sent to the dreaded workhouse. It was a harsh system, infamous for forced child labour, malnutrition, beatings, neglect. The combination of punishing workload and poor diet killed many of the inmates. Charles Dickens helped to lay the evils of the Victorian workhouse before the public in his novel Oliver Twist. Dickens describes how children were mistreated and underfed, with Oliver uttering the immortal request, "Please, sir, I want some more." The first workhouse anywhere near the Rhondda opened on the Graig in Pontypridd in 1865. By the end of the century, with the inrush of people to the coalfield, it was far too small to cope with the need. So the Board of Guardians bought 25 acres of land at Llwynypia to build a new workhouse. It was opened in 1903. Accommodation, behaviour and diet there were subject to the usual strict discipline, but social norms in the new century were a little more enlightened than in Dickens' day, and the new institution was described as a home for the destitute, chronic sick and elderly. Able-bodied inmates were put to work in the kitchen, the laundry or on the small holding on the site, tending fruit and veg and cereals, chickens, goats and pigs too. It wasn't until 1925 that the workhouse became a proper hospital. The inmates were moved out, though one of them, Mr. Chris Jordan, was given a hospital bed, and he stayed on at Llwynypia for decade after decade, until he died as recently as 1986. Meanwhile, it took some time for Rhondda people to get used to the idea that What had been a poor law infirmary was now treating general patients, not just the destitute. Gradually, the facilities were upgraded with an operating theatre, a pathology lab, and an X-ray department. In 1930, the Glamorgan County Council took over the hospital from the Board of Guardians, and this is when maternity facilities were properly introduced, so that the hospital could be recognised as a training school by the Central Midwives Board. During the Second World War, part of the hospital was dedicated to the treatment of wounded servicemen, so maternity was moved out again, across the valley to Glyncornel House, which was acquired from the Powell Dufferin Coal Combine for the purpose. After the war, on July the 5th, 1948, the National Health Service was born, and Llwynypia Hospital got a new lease of life. Facilities were upgraded in the 1950s, casualty and physiotherapy departments opened, together with a new modern maternity unit. And this is where I come in. Just about. My mum was 30 when I was born, quite old for a first-time mother in those days. My parents lived on Tillicailin Road, Penygraig, and they weren't so fortunate to own such a thing as a motor car. So our neighbour, next door but one, kindly agreed to take my mother into hospital when the time came. Maldwyn Jones was a responsible businessman. He owned a printing company in Tonopandy. But he and his wife Elsie didn't have children of their own, and I think he must have been slightly panicked when my mother knocked at the door, already in labour. Fathers didn't usually attend births back then, so it was just Mam-to-be and Maldwyn, speeding up through Pandy in the car, and me, baby Roberts, ready to appear on the scene at any moment. Anyway, when he got to Glyncornel Lake, panicked Maldwyn turned left. He was zooming up through the woods to Glyncornel House before my mother realised his mistake. Maldwyn was taking her to the old maternity unit, but that was now a geriatric ward. Some children are born old, so they say, but I wasn't ready to join the elderly chronic sick on day one. Thankfully, Maldwyn managed to turn the car around and get Mam to Llwynypia just in time for me to make my grand entrance. I got a black and white photo taken on the maternity ward to prove it. Three nurses in starched aprons holding up to the camera me and two other Bonnie Rhondda newborns. I wonder where those other two babies are now. If you were born in Llwynypia on the 10th of July 1957, get in touch and let me know. Fast forward to my teenage years, and Llwynypia Hospital features for another reason. The first protest march I ever went on. It was impressive, mind. Thousands demonstrating against the closure of the casualty unit at Llwynypia, the only facility like it in the Rhondda, and the centralising of emergency services miles away at the East Glamorgan Hospital in Church Village. On a sunny afternoon, we paraded from the hospital gates on Partridge Square, down through Pandy, and on to a public meeting in Judges Hall. Nurses and miners, doctors and housewives, schoolchildren like myself, carrying banners, chanting, and singing to the tune of Tipperary. It's a long way to East Glamorgan. It's a long way to go. It's a long way to East Glamorgan, and the roads are awful slow. Goodbye, Llwynypia. Farewell, Partridge Square. It's a long, long way to East Glamorgan. You're dead, for you're there. Those words from the early 1970s have stuck in my mind for half a century. Such a pointed and clever adaptation. I've always wondered who thought them up, and how all of us marchers got to learn them. It was a glorious cause, but a total failure. The rationalisation went ahead anyway. All that was left at Llwynypia in its last years were the bookends of life. The geriatric wing and that famous maternity unit. And even that went in the end. Now, of course, the buildings are gone too. There's a spanking new hospital, Ysbyty Cwm Rhondda, not far from Partridge Square. But for me, and I guess for thousands of other Rhondda people who began life there too, it will always be Llwynypia Hospital that will be dear to the heart. I'm John Geraint Roberts, born in a magpie's nest that used to be a workhouse, but nearly on a geriatric ward. Come and visit me next time in John on the Rhondda.
Maldwing! Maldwing! Where are you taking this car to?